In the name of Jesus and his works, his wounds, his cross, his death, and his righteousness that covers you, dear saints, amen. Dear saints, we consider again today Genesis chapter 4 and Luke chapter 18. Listen again as I read portions of each text. Genesis chapter 4, the story of Cain and Abel. In the course of time, Cain brought to the Lord an offering from the fruit of the ground. And Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering. But Cain and his offering, he had no regard. So Cain was very angry, and his face fell. And from Luke chapter 18, Jesus told a parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. A Pharisee who said, "God, I thank you that I am not like other men. I fast twice a week, I give tithes of all that I get, but the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift his eyes up to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, 'God, be merciful to me, a sinner.'" Jesus says, "I tell you, this man went to his house justified." Dear saints, we good? You say this? You know others who say this? I said it when I was a kid. Especially after I had said or done something really stupid and hurtful. After some time and some apologies, I'd go to my friend whom I loved and I'd say, "We good?" To which you hope you would hear, "Yeah, we good." Our stories today are chocked full of that question. They are having us together ask that question to God. "God, we good?" Cain and Abel both offer God something. They bring something to God. A Pharisee and a tax collector are both speaking to God, and all four of them are asking God this question: "Hey, we good?" And to two, the Lord says, to Cain, to the Pharisee, the Lord looks at them and says, "No, we're not good." And to Abel and the tax collector, God replies, "Yeah, we good." Or to be a little more to the text, Genesis 4 says, God has regard, accepts Abel and his offering. Luke 18 says that Jesus says that this tax collector went down to his house justified, declared good, declared righteous. They're all asking the same question. Two of them get different answers than the other two. So what's the reason? Well, let's start with the Pharisee. His case to God about why he and God should be good. It's pretty easy to follow. It's only a two-parter. Number one, I am better than others. And number two, I do some pretty good things. So, we good? No, God says, we're not. Our friend the tax collector presents his case to God, and it's pretty simple too. God, I know we shouldn't be good. I don't deserve to look your way. I don't deserve to come near you. I am not starting in here. I know what is in here. I know this is not good that is in here. And because it is not good in here, I do bad. But I don't trust in here. I trust what's in you and your heart. God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Cain and Abel are the exact same story. And the rest of scriptures help us see this. God is not good with Cain, but is good with Abel. The author of Hebrews helps us see a little clearer about what is behind this story, because it is certainly not the type of sacrifice. Abel brings forth sheep, Cain brings forth the fruit of the ground. Both are good. We're all different. We offer different sacrifices. We are different people. There is one body, but many different members. All are good. The Lord accepts both sheep and grain offerings. Perhaps it is in the quality of sacrifice. There is some hint to that. Abel does offer his firstborn. He doesn't seem to hold anything back in faith that he knows that God holds nothing back from him. But the book of Jude indicates that Cain offered a greedy sacrifice, holding something back from God, perhaps because he believed, like his mom and dad, Adam and Eve, that God was holding something back from him. But the author of the Hebrews for sure says it's this. Hebrews 11, by faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain. And a little later, the author of the Hebrews will say in the same chapter that without faith, it is impossible to please God. God and you are not good apart from faith. Abel had faith. Cain did not have faith. The text is surprisingly clear after this. This is amazing. The text says the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering, but for Cain and his offering, he had no regard. You catch it? It is about the person first. The Lord had regard for Abel and his offering. It is about the person first, and then it is about the work. God is not good with whatever you do and however you are and whatever you are thinking and saying and doing. The Pharisee is not good in God's eyes, though he is doing wads of good things. This is a good guy in our eyes. He's not stealing. He's a hard worker, an honest guy. His company would be constantly looking at him and saying, "We good." He's not an adulterer. He shields his eyes and his heart from pornography. He is good and he is loving and he is sacrificial to his wife. And his wife would be constantly looking at him and saying, "We good." He tithes and he is generous to his church. His pastor and his fellow church members would be thanking God for him because he is supporting the Lord's work. And if it was only about money for them and not about his soul, then they would be tempted to constantly turning a blind eye and saying, "Yeah, we good." These things, dear saints, are good. We ought be doing these things, and we are. They are good things that are commanded out of love for God and for our neighbor, the support of his church. But God is not good with the Pharisee, because he trusted in himself that those things were righteous. The Greek says that he is convinced of himself. He has confidence in himself. He is relying on himself. And Cain would be the same thing. It is not about the works first, but about the heart, about the person. Cain offers his offering apart from faith, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. So why do we bring offerings? Why do we do good things? Why are we trying to live the life that God has called us to do? Christianity is the only religion that answers that question this way. Only out of thankfulness to God and His goodness. God is good. So I'll praise His name. God is good with me, a sinner. He is merciful to me. Every other religion answers that question this way. We do good things for God and for our neighbor, either out of fear of punishment or out of a desire for reward. To think that if we bless God, that He will bless us. Or to think if we offer something to God, He won't be so mad at the bad things that we do. But the Christian faith answers it this way. We don't offer anything to God out of fear of punishment. Jesus took on the punishment. He died on the cross. He took on my sin, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He was forsaken so that I might not ever be forsaken. He died my death. He answered for my sin. I know that God and me are good. God is at peace with me because of everything, God's works, God's righteousness, God's holiness for me, everything done. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? We don't offer to God things out of a desire for reward, as if God is stingy, as if He is holding something back from us. He gave up His only Son. How much more will He graciously give us all good things? He held nothing back, and He holds nothing back from us. So we do good. We offer offerings. We do good only out of thanksgiving that God and we are good. For the sake of the blood of Jesus Christ, dear saints, whether you bring an offering or you don't, whether you do good or don't, you go home justified because it's about thy works, thy blood, thy death, thy righteousness. The tax collector would be singing that same song. And he still sings it with us. Because like Abel, his blood still speaks. There is not a single one who has died in Christ whose blood does not still speak. You and God are good. So, we do good. His mercy endures forever, and the blood of Jesus is still flowing in us. It is still speaking a good word to us and through us. So we begin to do good like Abel. And because He is good with us, He even accepts the things that we do. The dirty stuff. The stuff we do so imperfectly. The stuff that we do is so full of sin. Even though we're trying, we're still so defiled. But God accepts us. And because of that, God accepts the things we do. So I'll end the sermon with a warning and a promise from Cain and from Abel. Dear saints, Abel did what was right. It was true, it was good, and it was beautiful. And he got murdered for it. Dear saints, you are to do good because God and you are good. No matter what the world thinks, do good, even if the world hates you. Be just to everyone, even if the world wants you to love some and despise others. Be an honest, hard worker, even if the world doesn't give you a promotion. Love marriage between one man and one woman and defend that with all of your might. And show it in an example. And pray, even if the world calls you a bigot and hateful. Love the unborn and the very young and the very old and the very sick and the very disabled and the very addicted, even if the world says some deserve life and others don't. Stand up to the bully, even if you're all alone. Tell the truth from God's word, even if no one else is bold enough to say that the emperor has no clothes. Say authority is good, even if the world rebels against all authority because of the abuse of some. Be generous and give of your time and your talents and your treasures, even if the world tells you to be greedy and selfish. God has not held back from you. You are your brother's keeper. Even if the world says you should be looking out for number one only, you may not get patted on the back. You may even be despised or worse. Abel was murdered and Jesus was crucified. What should we expect? But Abel's blood still speaks. And the ones who have died in Christ, their blood still speaks. And Jesus's blood speaks to you a better word today. He is living. And his blood speaks to you this wonderful promise that God and you are good. So if God is for us, if it is God who justifies, if it is God who is merciful, he is to me a sinner. I know his heart and I know mine. Then what can be against us? So we thank God and we offer ourselves to him and we offer ourselves to others. And an amazing thing, we find out that God is also good with those things. In Jesus' name, amen.